Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Polling for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections in 49 constituencies concludes peacefully in 6 states and 2 union territories. Over 57% polling reported till 8 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to take part in Matri Shakti Sammelan in Varanasi tomorrow. Gujarat ATS arrests 4 Islamic State terrorists from Ahmedabad Airport. 19 people killed in a road accident in Chhattisgarh's Kabirdham district. Mohammad Mukhbir appointed as acting president of Iran. And Indian mixed team win 4x400m gold at Asian Athletic Relay Championships in Bangkok, Thailand. Voting concluded peacefully for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today. Overall, nearly 57% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling also took place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections were also held for Gandhi's seat in Jharkhand, Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Prominent candidates whose fate was decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Maximum 14 seats went to polls in Uttar Pradesh in this phase. Voting was also held for the by-election in Lucknow East Assembly seat today. Our UP correspondent has filed this report.
At some places, polling started little late due to glitches in EVMs. First-time voters were very enthusiastic to cast their votes. In Raebareli, at some places, villagers boycotted the polling. On the other hand, Solda village of Lalitpur district set an example of 100% polling. Barring some sporadic incidents, polling was peaceful on all 14 seats spread over Awadh and Bundelkhand area. In last elections, BJP won 13 out of these 14 seats. The only seat that the Saffron Party lost was Raebareli, which was won by former Congress chief Sonia Gandhi. Many stalwarts are in fray on these 14 seats, including BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani, Kaushal Kishore, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi, Tanuj Punia and Samajwadi Party leader Avadhesh Prasad. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In the fifth and final phase of polls in Maharashtra, an average of 48.66% voting was reported till 5 p.m. Dindori registered maximum 57.06% voting, while Kalyan recorded the lowest of 41.7% polling. Key contestants from the BJP include Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Bharti Pawar and Kapil Patil, along with lawyer Ujwal Nikam. Shiv Sena Shrikant Shinde and Mumbai Congress Chief Varsha Gaikwad are also among the prominent candidates. The primary contest is between the ruling Mahayuti Alliance, comprising the Shiv Sena, BJP and NCP, and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance, comprising Shiv Sena, UBT, Congress and NCP-SP. In Bihar, polling was held in Hajipur, Madhubani, Saran, Muzaffarpur and Sitamarhi parliamentary constituencies amid tight security arrangements. According to the Chief Electoral Office, voters from two segments in Aurai and Gaighat in Muzaffarpur parliamentary constituency staged protests and boycotted the election at two polling booths. More from our correspondent.
Voters from all walks of life participated today enthusiastically in the great festival of democracy. Women and elderly voters were seen at different polling booths in rural areas to cast their vote as early as possible to avoid sweltering heat and humidity. In the parliamentary constituencies of Madhubani, Muzaffarpur and Hajipur, several places received showers this afternoon, providing much needed relief from scorching heat. Volunteers of Scout and Guide, NCC and security personnel helped elderly voters, PWD electorates and mothers with their kids, facilitating to exercise their right of franchise. Several voters who were indisposed and not able to come to the polling booths availed conveyance facilities provided by the Election Commission of India. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Jharkhand, the three parliamentary constituencies, namely Chatra, reported 60.26% voting, 61.6% polling was recorded in Koderma, and Hazaribagh recorded 63.66% voting. With this, the fate of 54 candidates have been sealed in the EVMs. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Election Commission today said that Baramula parliamentary constituency is heading for the highest voter turnout in the last 8 Lok Sabha elections. Voter turnout of 54.21% was recorded as of 5 p.m. in the districts of Baramula, Kupwara, Bandipura and Budgam. There were 22 candidates in the fray in this constituency. Voting was peaceful in 7 constituencies of West Bengal, where polling was held today. Our correspondent reports that people participated in large numbers to vote.
Voting has ended peacefully in all the 7 parliamentary constituencies covering 3 districts of West Bengal today under the 5th phase of election. The constituencies are Bonga, Barakpur, Howrah, Uluberia, Srirampur, Hugli and Aramba. 73% vote have been registered. There were reports of influencing voters and vanishing of polling agents from some booths in some constituencies. Security forces have promptly taken all those situations under control. Rain had disrupted voting for some time in the noon in all the constituencies, but commission had taken corrective measures very fast. 90 preventive arrests have been made in 4 constituencies today. 1 fake voter and 1 fake polling agents were arrested in Howrah constituency. 88 candidates, including 14 female candidates, today contested in the poll in Bengal. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Odisha, more than 60% voting was recorded by 5 this evening. More from our correspondent.
Polling for 5 parliamentary constituencies and 35 assembly segments under these constituencies in Odisha went for polls in the 5th phase of general elections today. The 5 parliamentary constituencies where polling was held are Kandhamal, Sundargarh, Bargarh, Balangir and Aska, and assembly seats under these constituencies. A total of 40 candidates contested for the 5 Lok Sabha seats and 265 candidates for the 35 assembly seats. The voting was by and large peaceful. Many voters waited even after 6 in the evening to cast their votes as rain and technical snags in the EVMs were reported from some areas. In some polling booths, voters did not vote demanding roads and drinking water facilities in their areas. Polling officials have started returning from the polling booths. More than 60% of votes have been reported by this evening. The final figure will be given tomorrow by the Election Commission. There was lots of enthusiasm among the rural voters. In many places, transgenders also turned out to vote in large numbers. The Election Commission had made elaborate arrangements for voters to beat the heat as Odisha is going through heatwave conditions. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
According to latest reports, the Election Commission has said that voters came out in large numbers braving hot weather in many parts of the state that went for polls today. Polling was closed at 6 p.m., but a large number of voters were still in the queue at polling stations. Till 8 p.m., 57.58% polling was recorded. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women in his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow under the program Matri Shakti Sammelan, being held at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. He will interact with the women, homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during the event. On Wednesday, Mr. Modi will address 2 more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister is contesting for the 3rd time from Varanasi. Congress Samajwadi Party Alliance candidate Ajay Rai is contesting against him. Varanasi will go to polls on the 1st of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has reached Patna this evening on a 2-day visit to Bihar. The Prime Minister paid rich tributes to senior BJP leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, Sushil Kumar Modi, who passed away recently. He visited the residence of the late leader at Rajendra Nagar in Patna and consoled the bereaved family members. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit the BJP state headquarters at Patna and hold a meeting with party functionaries. Tomorrow he will address 2 public meetings in Motihari in Purvi Champaran and Goriakoti in Sivan parliamentary constituency in support of NDA candidates. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Matadan Special.
Special programs of the general elections.
voting updates from every corner.
Direct connect with our correspondents and expert opinions.
Listen 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon,
7 to 7:30 in the evening, and at night from 9:15 to 10 on Akashvani Gold.
Tune in to Lok Nirnay 2024 Matidan Special.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Gujarat ATS has arrested four terrorists at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad. According to the local authorities, all the arrested terrorists are residents of Sri Lanka and are associated with the Islamic State. They travelled from Sri Lanka to Ahmedabad via Chennai. The ATS is interrogating the terrorists to determine their purpose for arriving in Ahmedabad. It has also been revealed during the investigation that these terrorists were awaiting orders from their handlers in Pakistan to carry out their operations. Based on the evidence, Gujarat ATS has registered a case under UAPA against them. In Chhattisgarh, 19 people have been killed in a road accident. The accident took place under Kukdur police station area of Kabirdham district when a vehicle lost control and fell into a ditch near Behpani village. There were 25 people in the vehicle who were returning to their village after plucking tendu leaves. 13 people died on the spot, while 12 injured persons were admitted to hospital. 6 people succumbed to the injuries during treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended condolences at the loss of lives in the Kabirdham accident. Offline registration for the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand will remain suspended till the 31st of this month due to overwhelming turnout of devotees. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami issued these instructions during a meeting in Dehradun today. He directed authorities to devise guidelines for tour operators to manage the influx of devotees. Our correspondent reports that the movement of pilgrims continues smoothly across all four dhams. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has appointed Vice President Mohammad Mukhbir as the acting president after the death of President Ibrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash. The Supreme Leader also ordered 5 days of national mourning for Mr. Raisi, who had held the presidency since 2021. According to protocol, Mukhbir had been expected to become interim president. New elections will now have to be held within 50 days. The helicopter carrying Raisi and other senior officials was forced to make a hard landing due to dense fog in mountainous terrain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of President Raisi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his contribution to strengthening India-Iran bilateral relationship will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. India has announced state mourning for tomorrow as a mark of respect on the death of Iran's president and foreign minister in a helicopter crash. The national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout the country on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly. Also, there will be no official entertainment on the day. In athletics, the Indian mixed team has won gold in the 4x400 meter event and also broke the national record at the ongoing Asian Athletic Relay Championships at Bangkok in Thailand today. The team comprised Mohammad Ajmal, Jyotika Sri, Amoj Jacob and Subha Venkateshan. Sri Lanka and Vietnam won silver and bronze in the event. The Indian quartet are out of the two spots available for Paris Olympics via the rankings route at the moment. They are on the 21st spot in the Road to Paris list of World Athletics, whereas the aim was to be either on the 15th or 16th spot. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions over the plains of northwest India, north Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat state for the next 4 days. The IMD said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, west Rajasthan, west Uttar Pradesh, east Rajasthan and northwest Madhya Pradesh till the 24th of this month. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections in 49 constituencies concludes peacefully in 6 states and 2 union territories. Over 57% polling reported till 8 p.m. prominent senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to take part in Matri Shakti Sammelan in Varanasi tomorrow. Gujarat ATS arrest 4 Islamic State terrorists from Ahmedabad Airport. 19 people killed in a road accident in Chhattisgarh's Kabirdham district. Mohammad Mukhbir appointed acting president of Iran. An Indian mixed team win 4x400m gold at Asian Athletic Relay Championships in Bangkok, Thailand. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.